In politics today, it seems like everyone's choosing sides. That can be particularly tough in small towns, where personal opinions often enter the public sphere. Now, there's increasingly hard divisions along party lines, even on local issues that have little to do with national debates. From the Upper Valley, NHPR's Rita Green reports.
Route 4 gets increasingly rural as you head east from Lebanon, hugging Lake Meskoma and fading into beautiful rolling hills. There's not many restaurants or coffee shops here, not many places to meet up with friends. But there is a small strip mall right off the road in Enfield, and that's where you'll find the local House of Pizza. I'm here to talk to voters about how things have changed for them since the last election day in 2016 and how they're feeling now on the eve of the midterms. Sitting in a window booth having lunch are Bob Gill and his wife Heidi Howery Gill. They're locals, both independents. And I ask how they voted 2 years ago.
Republican. I voted for Trump.
Bob says he thinks the president's actually doing a good job in terms of policies, but his personal behavior is just childish. As for Heidi,
I actually didn't fill in a box for president. I filled in all the other boxes, but I didn't like either choice.
They agree on a lot of things politically, but also have their differences, Bob generally being more conservative than his wife, Heidi. He says it's been hard to be on social media lately, hard to even watch the news.
We need more Walter Cronkites back in the day.
Yeah, we said that last night. Why can't somebody just read the news? No eye expression, no body language, no highlighting certain accents and words. Just read the news.
But it's not just on the news, all this polarization. It's also trickling down to their day-to-day. They have a home on a main road, and someone asked them just yesterday to put a campaign sign in their yard. Usually, that'd be fine, Heidi says, but this year, she just doesn't want to jump into the fray.
I can't really get behind any candidates right now because I can't really get behind people who are just like, well, we're going to take over, or we're going to... The job is work together.
Yeah, so you're thinking you're not going
to
vote?
No, I have to vote. But I have no idea how it's going to go.
She says she's even found herself reacting to political signs she sees in other people's yards, finds herself making sweeping judgments about those individuals, turned off by the idea that they would align themselves with what she sees as extreme positions. That's new for her. She and Bob run a horse farm, and healthcare is a big concern. Their risk of injury is high, and they don't have a super high income to cover the expenses, they say. Plus, healthcare is an enormously complex issue, and Heidi says she doesn't trust either side to take care of it completely.
It overwhelms me when I think about it because it's like there's so many facets to all of these things that we need to have both sides working on it so that we don't miss a facet. Like, nobody's working on it. They're just fighting about how one is one side and the other is the other side.
Enfield, where Bob and Heidi live, is in an area of the state that's about as closely politically divided as you'll find in New Hampshire. The town itself leans left, but neighboring communities to the north, east, and south are more conservative. And in many of these rural towns, elections are decided by less than 100 votes. All the bitterness in national politics has some people just turning away, choosing not to bring it up around town with neighbors or at the local dump. But others are digging in.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows we're the rebel rousers.
About 10 miles down the road from the pizza shop, Martha Pop and Alex Olson are prepping for an event with a local candidate at their home. They live right on the side of Mount Cardigan. They're lifelong Democrats, and they're known around town for their activism. They moved here a little more than 5 years ago from Madison, Wisconsin, a community where they felt at home in their political views.
What we would always say, in Madison, if you have a concern, you get on the phone, and within a half hour, you've got a whole mob of people who are willing to take to the streets and protest. And it's not like that here.
Martha says in some ways this year, they're doing what they've always done, trying to get the word out about candidates they support, trying to get out the vote. But things also changed for them after the 2016 election.
I think it's that our level of anger has really risen. And just being so adamant about wanting to make things change and seeing all the problems that we have in right here in our town.
As she and Alex have been out canvassing this year for Democratic candidates, more than half the people they've encountered identify as independent. And they say nearly everyone is courteous. They've had conversations they really value with those on the other side. Still, this year, Alex says they're aware that even knocking on doors can be perceived as something of a threat.
So we've had reactions, everything from very positive to downright hostility. In fact, one of our canvassers was shoved by a guy a couple weeks ago. She managed to defuse the situation, but it's very scary sometimes. You know, you're going to places that are way away from anywhere. You don't have cell service around here a lot, and you're only two people, and you don't know what is waiting on the other side of the door, you know?
Yeah, the incident where someone was shoved, did that feel like a symptomatic of the polarization we're seeing?
I think so. Oh, yes, I think also just anger and fear of the unknown and who are you? And we've had people say, well, this is my property. You can't trespass on it if you're coming up and you're just saying, oh, we're just bringing some literature about the upcoming election.
It'd be great to have a space somewhere to relax and talk to neighbors, she says, outside of the intensity of this campaign season, where it seems there's so little middle ground. But in this area, nothing quite like that exists. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.